Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You and I, we like to speak with certainty. And obviously, this is a situation where, let's just keep it real, you can't be certain. The experts in the land who study these types of things are not certain. Just a few hours ago, things weren't as bad as they are now. I mean, things are literally changing by the hour. So it's hard to talk with certainty on that. So, you know, we're not going to act like we're the experts on this, but we're going to discuss it. And right now, let's start with March Madness, Rob. Do you think, rather than the plan right now is to play with no fans in the stands. Do you okay with that, or do you think they should just go all the way and just cancel the tournament altogether?
I said yesterday I thought they should cancel the tournament. I thought that the only reason they would want to try to keep it going in television is because there's money on the table that networks would have to get back, CBS, TBS, all that. So unless you can guarantee, and I don't think anybody can guarantee anybody's health, because I see essential staff and family, right. You know, I mean, still there's somebody, you know, family or somebody who's going to be there. I still see players dapping each other up and rubbing each other, and you know what I mean?
Right. No, there's no question.
It's still going on. So, you know, you can't tell people to wash your hands every 15 minutes and try to avoid contact and, you know, and all the other stuff. I just don't think that you can guarantee anything. And if you can't, and if we've seen the Ivy League and now all these other leagues around the country, you know, I saw somewhere in Seattle where they're not going to have anything with more than 250 people.
Right.
So when you're getting it, will they have 250 people at an NBA game if you only have players?
It's going to be close.
You know
probably.
What I mean?
Yeah,
right.
Just because you got trainers. You know what I mean? You have some
staff. There's people
right.
There's got people who run the clock.
Yep.
There's reporters. I mean, there's 250 people minimum.
Probably, yep.
So there's another thing. I mean, it's not like you're going to take a ball and 10 guys are showing up, you know, and nobody
right,
else.
Right.
Then there's a camera crew, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's a director,
right, yep.
Floor director.
You're going to have some people running at some parts of the arena, security.
Security, who turns the lights
yep.
on. There's just no way around it. Custodians, I mean, there's going to be people around. Not 20,000, but there's going to be enough.
Right.
So I just think it's unfortunate. I said it yesterday. I believe it. Probably the safest thing, and you see what you know with the schools and different places, is probably to, you know, cancel, postpone it, or cancel it, whatever you want to call it, and see how this thing plays out. It'll be devastating, just because it's changing the way life
it's
as
changed,
we know
right,
it.
No question. And I think, you know, and there is a school of thought. Obviously, things are going to change to some degree, to a significant degree. But there is that school of thought that, hey, we're not, you know, let's not let this beat us. Whatever it is, you know, whenever there's tragedies like this, people always want to keep as much normalcy and even as much entertainment or distraction, if you will, as you can. Just so you can, you know, people would have something to watch if they're at home, if they have to be at home from work or whatever it might be. But I think there's a few things that you could do. I don't feel like right now, and again, not being an expert, but I don't feel like right now you would have to go ahead and cancel it. What I would suggest is postponing it. What if you postpone the tournament, whether it's 2 weeks or postpone it until April. But give this thing – now, personally, I think things are going to get worse – certainly, before they get better. The question is just how long will it be before we can get back to some normalcy? So I would say, you know, why don't you just postpone the tournament until April?
Only thing I'd say that I disagree is we already see where school is heading and online, and the kids will probably can go home rather than stay on camp. Do you know what I mean? So
right,
it's a
so but, know, yeah, I, it might end it might very not be well able to, end up being well we're going to end up having to cancel it.
Do you
anyway.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, because of the school thing, right?
But I'm just saying you buy yourself a little time. You know what I mean? And again, I fully expect things to get worse, but nobody really knows. So maybe if you postpone it 2, 3, 4 weeks. Maybe by that time you are saying, okay, we're just going to have to cancel it. But I think that's a possibility. I also think another possibility is try to, and I think they're trying to do this, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, go to smaller venues. So instead of playing at these 20,000
seats. Let me finish.
Instead of playing at 20,000 seat, or some of these places are hold more than that, arenas. Some of them are in football stadiums. I mean, with what, 60,000 people seats. So instead of playing in places like that, play at smaller venues, small college arenas or you know, gymnasiums, things like that. One, that makes it costs less for you to put it on, and you have fewer people that have to be there to make it run. And to be honest, it probably, this is a small thing, but it probably looks better on TV as well, because you're not in this cavernous arena. And it's better for the players, because depth perception, it sounds crazy, but that's going to be an issue when you're in a place that holds 20,000 or 60,000 fans and no one's there. And if you play in a smaller place and it's empty, it's not as big of a deal. So I think that's something that should be considered as well. Why are you so against that?
I just, you talk about smaller compared to moving the venues and trying to find enough small venues to be able to do it. I don't know if that's hard to do.
There's more small venues than big.
Yeah, but I just don't know. Then you got to get staff and people. I don't, they're not ready for a tournament. I just think it's a lot of work that you'd have to put together in a short period of time, and I'm just not sure that you have that much time to be able to make it happen and then have people who weren't expecting to see an NCAA tournament game or.
But there's not going to be fans there. I don't think it'd be a ton of stuff to put together.
Yeah, I just can't see that move. I can't see it happening.
Because they are considering that. It makes a lot of sense to me.
I'd be stunned if that happened.
Yeah, no, I think it makes sense. And I'm just saying options. You know, because I think the last resort should be canceling the tournament outright. So try to these other options. And maybe they don't work. And maybe at the end of the day, you do have to cancel it. But why not give them a try? Why not put them in consideration and test them out and see if they work? And testing them out, I don't mean you go ahead and play a game there, but you just start going through the process of seeing if these other situations might work. And it may mean this tournament is supposed to start Thursday, next Thursday. So postpone it a week, 2 weeks, maybe a little longer, and see. Give yourself some time to see if there are other options available. So I would rather do those things before I just outright canceled the games. But you know, that's me. The doctors, to my knowledge, none of them yet, or the experts, have said that, you know, you got to cancel these games. They seem to think that not having, you know, the fans there is a step in the right direction, or good enough, so to speak. So, you know, obviously you're going to listen to the experts, but I think all of those things are options that you throw out before you go nuclear, which is canceling it altogether.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There is breaking news from Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. Rob G, read us Woj's latest tweet about what the NBA is looking to do with this coronavirus situation.
That's right. You guys mentioned it earlier. The NBA was mulling a decision whether or not they should finish out, well, till further notice, playing games without fans, or just kind of postpone the season indefinitely while this coronavirus gets more under control. Well, it seems that the NBA Board of Governors, which are the owners, they have a decision in place to continue the season playing games without fans in arenas and Commissioner Adam Silver is expected to move in that direction with an official decision tomorrow.
Okay, so that would mean then obviously, like tonight you're watching games on TV and fans are in the stands. Tomorrow Golden State will play the first game with no fans. And are we safe to assume that after Thursday's Golden State game, fans will no longer be at NBA games? Maybe starting Friday, I guess? You think, Rob G, that's a safe assumption?
Yeah, I mean, if this goes into effect tomorrow, as Woj is reporting, then I would assume that everything starting with tomorrow night's games will be a fanless experience.
Thoughts, Mr. Parker?
I figured it would head that way. I mean, they had to make a decision one way or the other, and it'd be so hard, I think, to totally postpone or cancel the season or whatever you want to say. So I think that they'll play it that way, see what happens. I guess they'll start testing, you know, people or players or staff, you know, when that becomes available, and see what the where we are, and then make a decision from there. But at least to start with the fans, that probably would make sense.
Yeah, I think what's happening is because this is such a fluid situation, we're making gradual changes. And maybe that's just the best way to explain this thing, is because none of us really know, including the people running the NBA, where this thing may be headed. So it's like, all right, let's take this step. And, you know, we're there'll be under 1,000 people in the arena, and maybe even, you know, under 500. And let's see if that helps. And let's see how this thing continues to progress. Maybe they'll have to go to a more dire situation at some point. But I think this is a good step, because I certainly prefer them playing games with no fans to canceling the season altogether. I think that I don't think it has to happen right now. It may come to that, but I think right now this is a good first step from what we know. And I haven't heard any experts saying, look, you're just fooling around. You're just delaying the inevitable. You know, playing games with no fans is not going to stop this thing or not make it any better. So you might as well go ahead and cancel it. I haven't heard any of the experts say that. So I'm fine with this. I think it's a good step. And, you know, hopefully it's enough that we can, you know, continue the season and then get into the playoffs. But this is uncharted waters, as we've said earlier, Rob. And we're going to see tomorrow night. What do you think, like, just from a fan experience, because I'm sure you'll be watching some of the games. I know I'll be watching games on television, and there won't be fans there. What do you think? We'll ask Eddie House about it from a player's perspective. But what do you think that experience is going to be like, you know, watching games in that setting?
Well, it will be very weird, strange. I have covered some games with no fans when I used to cover the Nets back in the late 80s.
That's when they put in the crowd noise, right?
Yeah, that was totally different.
They did pump in crowud noise.
Yeah, but just to make a light note on a really serious situation, but... Yeah, I don't know. I think people it'll just seem weird, but it's the times we live in, and you just have to kind of adjust, see what happens. But I don't think I figured the NBA was heading towards something like this, but I think as we go forward, I don't know if it'll feel the same way. I did hear Clay Travis saying he doesn't understand why people would think it's a big deal not to have fans, but that's what the game is about.
No question.
It just is. And if you don't think that television's fine and most people watch on television because everybody can't be there, but I, you know, 35 years covering sports, being at big games, big situations, I don't care what anybody says. You could have a 70-inch television and there's nothing better than being at the game, feeling the moment, the crowd. I've been to too many and had too many goosebumps, and I'm not even rooting for anybody, just the atmosphere and what it feels like. So I think anybody who thinks not having fans, it's not a big deal, and the NBA and baseball and the NFL are just TV shows. I think they got it wrong. I think they don't understand what sports is about.
I think that's asinine to think that the fans, not having fans in the stands, won't matter. I mean, I really do. And you kind of talked about it from the perspective of the fans being there and the, you know, being the experience of attending a game. I even think for TV it's going to matter. I think our experience is going to be wildly affected. I love watching college basketball on television, and one of the reasons is the crowds are closer to the floor than they are in the NBA, and you really hear the buzz. You really hear the fans. You hear the band. You hear the cheerleaders. Like, that school spirit from a college game, you can't match that in the NBA. The closest thing that gets to it are the players. Playoffs, but that is something that is noticeable. And again, in the NBA playoffs, it's the same thing. Like, the roar of the crowd is huge. And so we're not going to hear any of that. There's not, I mean, I don't think the league's going to let them put in fake crowd noise. That would look ridiculous when there's nobody sitting in the stands. So you're not going to have applause. You're not going to have chants. They are going to play music. There's now the reports are saying. So what does that mean? Like, on, I mean, they play music. Okay, so the music that you hear when you're at a game, is it going to be kind of, it's almost constant nowadays. All right, but even that, you still hear the crowd, you know, when the music is playing and all that. And I think that's going to make for a much different experience. And I also think, and again, we'll ask Eddie House about this, for the players, Rob, I think the players naturally, not that they only play hard because the fans are there or whatever, but you naturally get energy off of the crowd. Don't you agree? Like, you feed off of the crowd, the 100%, energy of the crowd. That's 100%. The whole home court advantage is about.
Exactly. I just think the whole notion that the crowd doesn't matter and doesn't factor in, or the excitement of the game, I just think people just haven't been to enough games to really feel it. And you've been to a thousand games, right, or more. I've been to 1,000 games or more. It's just totally different. I think it'll be very weird to watch. People will be interested in watching their team, but it won't feel the same. It'll feel weird.
Were you at that NBA? I think it was an NBA Finals game. I'm thinking it was the Cavaliers.
Philadelphia.
Well, it was definitely involving the Cavaliers, and I think it was in 07 when they played the Spurs, when the clock went out. Were you at, do you remember
No,
that?
I wasn't there, yeah, but I wasn't
you remember,
there, yeah.
Okay, but you remember it, right? Because yep. The clock went out, and they played about 10 minutes of the game, or maybe 10 minutes in real time, with no clock. And I was there at the game. And all the context of the game was lost because you couldn't see the score. I think for the 24-second shot clock, they had to, like, the game announcer would count down once it got to five. You know, 5, 4,
right,
3, 2. And I was sitting there watching it. It was no longer like watching this big, huge, important NBA playoff game. It was like watching a bunch of dudes run open gym at the Y. And right, it just, I mean, no matter, yeah, obviously they were spectacular players, but the whole context was lost, and it just didn't seem the same. I don't know if that'll be the case here, because obviously they'll do everything they can with the TV broadcast to make it, you know, as enticing and attractive and, you know, as they can. But I just wonder if some of that context will be lost, and it just won't seem very important. You know, we'll hear the squeaking of the sneakers. You know, maybe you'll hear players, you know, saying a few things or grunting or, you know, whatever it is.
If people think, if it is a TV show and people look at it that way, should they pump in noise? A fake crowd? I mean, you're watching at home. Even though the stands, should they put up, what do they call that, what they do in movies when they cyber, you know.
Yeah, you can nowadays, that's actually a good point.
You could actually put a
with
crowd
in. With technology today, that's a great point.
What's the good point? What is it called? I forgot.
Virtual, well, something, it's essentially virtual reality.
But
or
you
whatever.
Know, like the.
Like they film entire movies now with green screen, right?
Right, exactly. So where they had, right.
That's well, you a could great, put a, I hadn't thought about
You could put a crowd
that.
In and then you could have
noise. Right, crowd noise, fake
just
crowd.
Just crowd noise, yeah. And then, I don't know, somebody could be. If it's a bad shot, you know, you could have a somebody like groaning, you know what I mean, or be really exciting. Right. You kind of crank it up if somebody makes a big shot. I don't know. And somebody's mixing.
Yeah, you bring up an excellent point. I was thinking maybe if you could shrink the actual, you know, how much of the arena you see. Because now when you watch a game, you see the first maybe 10, 15 rows, right? Of the fans. Maybe if you could shrink it where all you essentially saw were the players on the court, I thought about that so you wouldn't notice that there's nobody there. But I think you make a great point. Nowadays with technology, you could put in a fake crowd. And for TV, it wouldn't help the players, you know, at the game. But for the crowd, the viewing experience, and obviously you could put in fake noise. So that you know, that's interesting. I don't think that's a terrible idea to at least consider if you're the NBA.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We have had a game postponed because of illness to a couple of players. Now, we don't know if they have the coronavirus. We're not saying that. But the game between the Utah Jazz and the Oklahoma City Thunder in Oklahoma City that was supposed to start, what, 30 minutes ago or so? It has been postponed.
And it probably would be a stretch to think that the team doctor or whatever ran out right before tip-off, got information that, you know what I mean, Chris? They were probably ill and just the idea that they were ill out there with other people. It's so hard to think of.
Brian Finley has some breaking news. Brian, go ahead.
Breaking news.
Yeah, guys.
Fox Sports.
According to ABC 5 in Oklahoma City, you had Rudy Gobert of the Jazz and point guard Emmanuel Mudiay both taken to Mercy Medical Center in downtown OKC to be tested for coronavirus. This is why the reasoning behind this game being postponed. Obviously, when anything develops, more that we learn, we will continue to get that information out to you. Back to you guys.
I appreciate it.
Well, I believe at this point, the United States is only testing people who have all the symptoms, not some of them, like fever, runny nose, and I don't even know what, cough and trouble breathing.
Right.
So they're like, you, if you just have a cough and a runny nose, they're not even testing you because we don't have enough tests yet for all the people.
Because you could just have a cold. You
right.
know what I mean?
Like exactly. Exactly. Right. So
you can't be paranoid at everything. You have to have certain symptoms.
Yep.
And fit the categories to be able to for people to think that maybe they've been exposed to it.
Exactly. So it appears, you know, that Mudiay and Gobert have all the symptoms because
but
they
my only thing is, how did they get out on the court? You know what I mean? How did they get to that point?
I don't know if those guys, Gobert wasn't playing. Gobert wasn't going to play anyway. I don't know about Mudiay.
But that's just.
But they may not have been on the court.
Yeah, maybe I'm just assuming that, you know, to run out right at tip-off. Do you know what I mean?
Well, like, no, I hear where you're coming from.
It just seems like it would be, you would know before that if I'm having problems breathing, if I have a sore throat, if I have a dry cough, you know, that
Gobert was out. Gobert was out, so obviously they were monitoring his situation.
Okay.
So he was not. I can't imagine he was on the court because he was announced as out before the game, I believe. So maybe, I don't know if that was the case with Mudiay, though.
Yeah.
Whatever the case, here's what we have to look at. If they, and they're being tested for coronavirus, if one of them has it, Rob, the NBA doesn't have a choice but to postpone the season. That was the whole point of keeping fans out, was to not let anyone with the coronavirus be in the vicinity of players and, you know, all that, you know, team staff and things like that. So now if a player has it, he's played against, you know, other teams. He's been obviously been close to his own teammates. He's, you know, been on the court with other teammates. He's been in, you know, with other staff members.
Right, but it doesn't mean that everybody would have it.
It might mean a few. Right. You know what I mean?
I think they have to postpone it. There has to be a transfer of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to actually transfer it to another person.
Of course. But being in the – I mean, that's what this whole thing is about, not even being in the vicinity of a person that has it. And obviously, if a player has it, then he's been, you know, he's been exposed to a lot of other people in the NBA. So I think they would have to cancel it or postpone it at least. Rob G, now we've got players tweeting about this. Tell me what some of them are saying.
Yeah, they're starting to trickle in slowly. One of them, Jared Dudley of the Lakers, says, if it was up to him, I would personally rather postpone to make sure we finally get ahead of this virus. But again, I only speak for myself. He said it's a decision that will come between Adam Silver and Michelle Roberts. Lou Williams of the Clippers tweets in, if you're going to take precaution, if any, take all the precautions, and implying if you're going to play without fans, then you might as well postpone some games. And CJ McCollum says, no games, no pay with the eye emoji. Hope everyone's saved properly. Again, it sounds like he thinks.
And he did that as a retweet of CJ McCollum.
Lou
Williams. Right.
So it sounds like the players are kind of leaning towards postponing these games.
At least some of them.
Some of them, at least.
And I get it. If you're a player, you want to be safe. You know, and wow, this is, like I said, things are happening by the hour, and this is just uncharted waters. And that's why I said at the top of the show, Rob, like, we're not going to speak as authorities on this. We try, you know, obviously you listen to the Odd Couple. We speak with certainty when we make our proclamations and our analysis and things like that and go at each other. This is a situation where you really can't speak with certainty, because none of us know, even the experts aren't 100% sure of what in the world is in store.
No, it's fluid, so everybody is going along on the fly, and we saw it in the NCAA with the governor of Ohio saying no fans are going to be there. Then all of a sudden, they say it's not going to be fans for the entire tournament. You know what I mean? And so it trickles in, and then people have to make decisions to see what happens. It's a never-changing story that will shake people, just because every 10 minutes you hear something different, and you just don't know what's coming.
No question about it. But like I said, if one of these players for the Jazz, and we pray that they don't have the coronavirus, but if one of them does, they're being tested, Emmanuel Mudiay and Rudy Gobert, I think they would have to postpone the season, and I think they would do it immediately. They already were considering taking a quote-unquote hiatus. That was the vote that the owners took, and they decided, let's play the games without fans rather than take the hiatus. I think this would force them to take a hiatus.
And the way that it went down, and, you know, tonight and everything, then they'll be like, uh-oh, see, this is why we can't go forward. You know what I mean? Like, this is why we might just have to postpone the season or cancel the season or whatever, because this could be an occurrence every night, or, you know what I mean, or a situation where we have this almost all the time. So it's a tough spot.
We've got news that staff in Oklahoma City, wisely, obviously, is sanitizing the benches, the playing floor, everything as much as they can. You know, and it's also a situation, Rob, where you wonder if, as you mentioned, the governor of Ohio kind of, I don't know that he had the, he basically went said they're not playing games with fans before the NCAA.
In Ohio, right.
And so you wonder if the government, the United States government, would step in, you know, and maybe mandate even that games be postponed if you know players have it. Or a player.
Well, that's what the Knicks are talking about. I don't know if it would come from the government. I think that they would hope in this situation that the governing bodies of these, sports leagues would do the right thing, and they might make a suggestion. But I don't know if it would come from the government. It's just like the government can't say, don't fly or don't do this. You know what I mean? But they can suggest these are regions you shouldn't go to at this time.
No, they can put bans. In fact, Rob G's got, at least on incoming, President Trump just
Put out a statement minutes ago saying that the U.S. has suspended all travel into the country from any European country except the U.K. for 30 days as a precaution to the coronavirus.
So there it is. So, yeah, they can, in a situation like this, you know, it's just like a state declaring a state of emergency. That gives the government, you know, ability to do certain things that it can't do during normal time. So, it's a lot going on. And, we are just watching and learning as things go.
I don't understand why is the United Kingdom exempt?
They have a list of countries.
I get that.
Have more, you know, more.
But
cases
people travel from other places. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm just wondering why the UK wasn't cut off. Strange.
I don't know. I mean, I don't find it that strange. I'm assuming they're basing it on the countries that have more cases of this.
I get it. But if somebody can travel from one of those countries to the UK, is what I'm saying.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, this story is still developing. As we know, the game was postponed due to concerns about Rudy Gobert and Emmanuel Mudiay both being sick. Tony Jones of The Athletic covers the Jazz, just tweeted a few minutes ago, both teams and locker rooms are currently quarantined. Neither team has left the arena yet.
Wow.
Tony Jones is somebody I've known a long time as a reporter, a guy I've mentored, and man, that is some interesting stuff coming out of Salt Lake City.
Oklahoma City. And Brian Finley has more.
Yeah, guys, according to Shams Charania of The Athletic, Rudy Gobert has tested positive for coronavirus. This just coming down. Sources say Gobert is feeling good, strong, and stable, and was feeling strong enough to play tonight, but those are the latest developments in this case. Rudy Gobert has tested positive for coronavirus. That according
to
The Athletic. Yes, that's according to Shams Charania.
I thought the test took
a few hours, but maybe
so
because of his prominence, they were able to expedite
I haven't read anything where they give results in 30 minutes.
Well, initially it was taking a few days.
That's what I thought. That's what I've read. I did not read any snap like you go and
– Maybe they tested him. Maybe they tested him. This is getting crazy.
Yeah,
maybe,
you know what?
I'm thinking, did they test him?
It just seemed like that was fast,
right.
Chris, wasn't it? He went to the hospital.
Right. Well, here's what I'd say. And this goes to your point, Rob, of what in the world was going on that the officials had to run out.
That's
right
what I'm saying.
It appears that they may have tested Gobert
and then found out, right?
That's like the only thing. Right. And then they just found out.
That's what I'm saying because I was like, at the start of the game, do you know what I mean? Like if he was sick or not feeling good, you would have known that way before.
So they tested. Look, I don't want to.
Yeah.
They may have tested him yesterday.
I think that's more like it, Chris. And then when it came back, he realized, oh my God, he has it.
Right.
We can't play this game. We can't expose the people. Even though he's not playing, he's sitting out there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he's dapping up his teammates and talking touching other people.
And they've been exposed to him. Right. I mean, there's no. And as you said, Rob, he purposely touched the tape recorders and phones and microphones of every reporter. Gosh.
Now, right. That was something that shouldn't have been done.
He
was trying to mock, but you can't do that. Especially when you're talking about something contagious.
Because here's the thing, and a lot of people are saying, you know, and we've heard it, Rob, already on the show, but one caller kind of belittling this whole thing. And we know a lot of people are looking at this like the flu. Or, you know, okay, so you'll get a cold. Even the report by Brian said Rudy's feeling strong and all that. But the people that you have exposed to the virus, they have people, and even you, or Rudy Gobert, have people in your family or people that you're friends with who are more vulnerable, who are older, who may be, you know, have illnesses. That makes them more vulnerable.
Compromised,
right.
Immune system.
Yes, and now instead of...
That's where the fatal part comes in. Because you could fight it off if you're healthy and strong, but if you're not and you have respiratory issues already.
Yep.
If you have an immune system that's not strong, and for some reason children haven't been affected like normally the flu is like kids and older people.
Right.
And this one, for whatever reason, is mostly old people and not as much kids. So I don't understand why. That's what I've read.
Right. So look. More of the iCouple coming up, and we're going to keep getting back into this. But first, we'll get to Brian Finley for the latest. Brian Finley, the loquacious, the effervescent.
Yes. Hey, guys. According to The Athletic, a Utah Jazz All-Star Rudy Gobert, testing positive for coronavirus. This, according to The Athletic, sources do say that Gobert is feeling strong and stable and was feeling strong enough to play tonight. Jared Dudley, after that news, he quote retweeted this saying, "It's done." Now, NBA reporter Sam Amick adding that he's been told that Thunder players are...
All right, we got a Woj bomb. Adrian Wojnarowski, the NBA has suspended the season.
Wow.
Not surprised.
Wow.
They had to. Remember, we were talking about that, right? If one of them has it, you got no choice. Why? We gonna go ahead, Brian. Sorry
go
to
ahead,
jump
yep.
in there, but
no,
go ahead.
Yeah. So okay. Wow. So that obviously this all stems from earlier tonight when the NBA postponed the Thunder Jazz game after reports surfaced that Rudy Gobert and Emmanuel Mudiay fell ill, and there are games that are currently going on right now. So you've got Dallas taking on the Nuggets. You've got other games. And so
how are they not stopping those games? Those games have to be stopped.
The game that is on ESPN right now just went to commercial break. So maybe,
am I right? You got to stop them.
You've got to stop them. So I don't know what you do there. It's just gone to commercial
break. Because some of those players have been exposed to Rudy Gobert recently. I don't know the schedule. I'm not looking at it in front of me, but right?
Yeah, I mean, no question about it. Where do you stop? And then obviously we've heard earlier in the day with the NCAA tournament, Division I men's and women's events in the tournament will not have fans allowed because of coronavirus. No general public. Every Power 5 conference, their men's basketball tournament starting tomorrow will disallow fans as well. And of course, you heard Rob earlier saying that President Trump, all travel from Europe to the United States suspended for 30 days starting Friday. So they're trying to put a cap on this thing, and that is the latest from President Trump as I send it back to the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, just as we suspected, the NBA just released an official statement about suspending the season following tonight's game. So I guess that means they're going to continue playing these games. I don't know. We'll see. But here's the statement. The NBA announced that a player on the Utah Jazz has preliminarily tested positive for coronavirus. The test result was reported shortly prior to the tip-off.
That's what we would, yep. Chris, say. That's the part that I didn't understand. And
right.
That it stopped when it stopped. There's no way they could have got a test back that quick. So that makes sense now.
Yep. The test result was reported shortly prior to the tip-off of tonight's game between the Jazz and Oklahoma City Thunder at Chesapeake Energy Arena. At that time, tonight's game was canceled. The affected player was not in the arena. So that is, you know,
what?
At least one positive. You know, that Rudy Gobert was not there.
Oh.
They say he was not in the arena. But you know, they got the results and must have got it to the word to the referees and others, and that's when they ran out there and stopped the game. The NBA, I'm continuing reading from the press statement, the NBA is suspending gameplay following the conclusion of tonight's schedule of games until further notice. The NBA will use this hiatus to determine next steps for moving forward in regard to the coronavirus pandemic. For those that don't know, pandemic is a global crisis. Versus an epidemic, which is more regional,
right,
or maybe now, even now, national.
Why do you think, Chris, they're going to play the games out tonight and just instead of just stopping?
That's
it.
A good point. Because
These are unusual and extreme times. Do you know what I mean? So it wouldn't be, if I was a fan and they told me tonight, okay, the game's over, you know, we're not going to finish it and go home, be, you know, in an orderly fashion and take care. You know what I mean? I don't know.
But neither of us obviously are doctors. It doesn't bother me in theory that they're finishing the games tonight. But how many of these players that are playing have been in any type of contact with Rudy Gobert? I mean, maybe we can look at the schedule and find out, you know, and maybe the NBA did that. I don't know. But, yeah, it's – I tell you what, if any of these teams have played the Jazz recently, like within the last, what, week, then that seems – It might be irresponsible. I mean, I assume they've looked at
weird.
The Knicks played the Jazz like 5 games ago, so that's fairly recent. And they're playing. They're about to wrap up with the Hawks tonight. That's a good question, Rob. I don't know.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not playing the blame game, but
right,
it seems
right
strange that you just wouldn't say, stop the games, send everybody home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're going to tackle this.
Yeah.